Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. April is Alcohol Awareness Month. And joining us here on today's Ask the Expert is Aaron Bitter. He is the Recovery Program Director of Symmetria here in North Texas. Thank you so much for the time today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me and for promoting this issue that's Alcohol Awareness Month.
Absolutely. It's very important. For any of our listeners who are not familiar with Symmetria, can you explain your organization?
Sure. I mean, we are a clinic. We have several clinics in the area. We treat alcohol, drug addiction in an outpatient setting. Meaning, you know, where a person would come and receive treatment, and still go home at the end of the day. We have clinics in Louisville, Hearst, and Fort Worth, and we're opening our newest clinic in Arlington on May 1st. So that's a little bit about who we are.
Does it make a difference when someone's going through treatment if they're inpatient or outpatient?
Yeah, I mean, I think it. One is I would encourage someone to if you believe you need treatment, getting treatment, whether it is outpatient or inpatient, is essential. You know, with some individuals are going to medically need an inpatient setting. That's something sometimes we encounter, you know, even at our clinic. Sometimes someone walks in for treatment at a Symmetria location and they do require a higher level of care. There could be, you know, some medical complications, things of that nature. But, you know, I feel like we're able to treat most people, in an outpatient setting.
How big of an issue is alcoholism here in North Texas? Do we have a lot of clients that are being served at Symmetria?
Absolutely. I think the thing that probably strikes me the most is the range and the demographic. So if you were to walk in, I think people have from my feeling from doing this, being in this field, I talk to people and just the general feeling of what a person views what this clinic would look like versus what the reality is. The reality is this clinic, like our clinic here in Louisville, is an absolute cross-section of what this community looks like. Age range, we treat adults only, but we have teenagers. I'm just working with a client this morning who's 81. So, I mean, it the lifespan, male, female, poor, wealthy, middle class. I mean, if you walked in on a typical day here, you would truly see a cross section of this community. And I don't think that people really grasp that concept, that it really does affect everyone.
What is that switch that flips in the brain that one person can tolerate alcohol and another person becomes addicted to it?
So for some, it's a genetic thing. You know, some people do have a genetic predisposition to it. Whether they know that or not. And, for individuals like that, it can be as simple as you know, they will report things like they knew that they were hooked or addicted from the first drop of alcohol they had. For others, it's a more gradual process. That addiction or that dependency evolves over time. And aside from, you know, the genetic predisposition, there is, you know, for some, it's underlying trauma, you know, with some form of self-medicating that, you know, evolved into dependency.
You know, when you say that you have clients that cover the spectrum, I can only imagine, though, that there is also a common thread of anxiousness coming to a facility and having to realize that this is something that they need help with that they can't do on their own. How do facilities like Symetria and others in North Texas, how important is it that we have those resources here for those who need help?
I mean, it's so invaluable. I love the word you use, that anxiety. You know, for I feel like anybody walking through the clinic doors, whether it's here or someone else that first time, if we think about the amount and the things that happen in their life just to get them to that point, you know, for some it took years, for some it took decades, for some maybe not, for some maybe with some legal implications. I believe, you know, from my experience in working in this field, it is, you know, a professional could have, we can have the clinical license, we can have the medical license, the nursing. If we don't understand that it is truly life or death for just about everybody that walks through that door for the first time, we're not going to be able to serve those individuals.
What about the families? Because alcoholism doesn't just affect that one person.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It can literally affect an entire family.
And David, I think that's an issue that while we know it, I feel like that is something that truly, and especially in the spirit of Alcohol Awareness Month, really needs more attention. It truly is. I mean, it is a family disease. People suffering from alcohol are not just the alcoholic, but the family members, the loved ones, the people close. And for some, you know, for a lot, they're in their own struggle. They're in their own, the amount of anxiety they have, you know, then when that their loved one walks through the door for the first time. I was just meeting with a mother of a young adult yesterday who brought her son to the clinic for the first time. And I'm not exaggerating to say that her level of anxiety must have been 10 times what his was. And he had some anxiety. She had, you know, myself and another staff member spent thorough time with her also to educate her on, you know, what this was going to be like for her being that loved one and that support.
Absolutely. Definitely a multifaceted issue, you know, for someone who's listening right now to this and they've been teeter-tottering on whether or not to get help. How do you have that conversation with someone in your field of expertise to convince someone that this is again, a life or death situation, and that there is light on the other side of the tunnel.
So the things that come to mind, one is supportive, non-judgmental, not punishing. You cannot punish the addiction or the alcoholism out of someone. You can't just punish someone into being better. It doesn't work that way. And I think we know that as a society, yet I see it time and time again where that's how we feel. I think there's also a misconception that a loved one or someone has to hit the proverbial rock bottom. And that's just not, you know, all the evidence says that that's not the case, that modern treatment should be, you know, geared towards avoiding when someone even does reach that rock bottom.
How important is it that you've gone through this yourself in order to be able to speak to the people that are coming in?
For me, I mean, it's everything. I mean, I am, you know, a person in long-term recovery. And that's my entry point. I've been in recovery since 2013. And it was that recovery journey that led me to a midlife career change, to essentially just, you know, drop everything I was doing and return to school at age 35 to try to spread that message to people. You know, I don't think that someone has to have the lived experience in order to work in this field. I work with plenty of clinicians who, you know, were affected in other ways. But I do feel that if we have that personal experience, there's just some level of connection that maybe can't be quantified, but it is real. It is very real.
Some people will say that it's a lifetime journey of continuing to make that choice. That can seem really daunting when you think of the future. How does this program make the learning aspect right here, right now for that person so that they don't have this anxiety of, well, can I continue this for the rest of my life?
So I feel what you just said. And at Symmetry Recovery, one of the things we do is we truly try to meet the person where they're at. And one of the things that means is some people that are seeking help are not looking for abstinence, or they're not able. That is too much to think about. Like, you tell me I have to stop drinking forever. No, what I'm asking is that, you know, you came here, you know, you want better. You know, what can we do today? What can we do this week? And to truly take it, you know, phase by phase, try to work with that individual toward stabilization. You know, at Symmetry Recovery, we have a holistic approach. You know, we have physicians, we have nurses, we have psychiatrists. We truly try to treat that whole person. But at the end of the day, anything we can do to just, going back to the anxiety part, to just sort of, you know, some of that anxiety is about thinking, you're telling me I have to stop drinking for the rest of my life? That is an anxiety provoking thought for a lot of people.
Let's talk about how movies and television shows get things wrong. How often do you see something on television that just makes you want to pull your hair out because they're doing it wrong and just get it right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the general depiction in the media is, everybody thinks that Alcoholics Anonymous is essentially like, that is all that is out there for treatment, because that is what is so often depicted in the media, often misdepicted in the media, but still that's what's out there. And I don't think that the sort of media depiction grasps, again, going back to how it affects everyone. So I think it's common when you see a depiction of it, you're not seeing, like, you know, just the, you know, regular real estate agent, accountant, Bob from HR, you know, that's who's in here. You know, it's not, I mean, sure, we treat people that have pretty rough history and have been through some stuff like is depicted in media, but the regular person that comes in here is not that person.
How many people do you think right now are being untreated? You know, they currently have not been, you know, through a facility that should be.
You know, I'm not sure as far as a number, but I think that percentage-wise, one of the things that we find, you know, is something that Symmetry Recovery is very big on, sort of, again, the science behind everything. You know, at sort of at the cornerstone of what we do is, you know, the data, the research. And it suggests that people have, by the time that they get to a place like Symmetria, they've tried to stop countless times on their own. They maybe have had some periods of sobriety, but the vast majority of people coming in here to a clinic for the first time, there's just so much that got them to that place.
For someone that doesn't necessarily know anything about alcoholism or what people are going through, can you compare it to something else in the real world that could possibly help people to understand what alcoholics and addicts are going through?
I mean, if you can imagine just being in, where everything, your entire life is revolves around one thing. So I'm not sure, it, I mean, it's truly where you're in the grips. You wake, if it, so someone with severe alcohol dependency, I mean, they wake up, they need to drink to make it. I guess the analogy might be insulin for a diabetic. I mean, and we would never judge, a diabetic, based on that. They're going to need insulin on a regular basis. Somebody with severe alcohol dependency, it is, if they don't get drink, consume the alcohol, they will get sick. That's again becomes the importance of getting treatment somewhere like Symmetria or other facilities.
Has treatment over the years evolved with science and technology?
Yes, I mean, it's a fantastic question, Kristen. And I've worked in the field about since about 2016, so not that long. I'm talking 8 years. And I've seen an evolution of where the dominant approach in our field, certainly 20 years ago, 10 years ago, was the 12-step approach. And there's no knock on that. For me, my personal recovery journey started and continues to be through a 12-step fellowship. So I have nothing but love for that program. But treatment should evolve with science. Alcoholics Anonymous, that was started back in the 30s. It's great. Again, it works. But science has evolved quite a bit since that time. I've seen a real shift where, again, it's not just Symmetria Recovery. It is places like us. There are other people, other places trying to do a more scientific, evidence-based approach. I think if I could sum up that you maybe answer the question a little more succinctly, the transition has been away from the 12-step abstinence-only approach and towards a more evidence-based, meet a person where they're at and backed by science.
All right, that's today. What's it look like 20 years from now? Can you
So
see
that,
your crystal ball?
yeah, no, I think so. Medication, I mean, I think that is, part of where it's going. So, for example, at Symmetria, we treat people with various medications, including there's medications called Vivitrol, Suboxone, different medications to treat. I think that's the direction things are going. I think also utilizing technology, I think in 20 years, there will be technological devices that assist with triggers, that assist with coping skills, things that we couldn't even conceptualize right now. But in general, I think more scientific, more technology, and definitely more emphasis on medications.
One just last question for me is just, again, for our listeners who are trying to, again, battle this on their own, at what point do you say to them, it's time to get professional help?
For me, it's if you got to that point where you're thinking about it's probably time. And again, that's where we get into like, does someone need inpatient, outpatient? We're just getting them to treatment, period, becomes so important. If you feel that way, if you feel you have a problem, you probably do. I don't get wrapped up in like the term alcoholic is not even really a medical term. We would look at alcohol dependency, but if you believe you've got a problem, that is, the time. I think the research, as well as my personal experience, everything comes back to support, support and connection. That can be professional support, professional help like we offer, but also having the support of sober peers, of supportive loved ones. Those things are just are essential in one's recovery.
One last question for me. What's the difference like for the person that takes that first step in versus the last step out?
You should see that again, I was Great question. And if you were to come into Symmetry of, you know, HIPAA won't allow this, obviously, but if I were to show you, we take a snapshot on day one of a person's journey here, that the overwhelming majority of people by the end of treatment, they look a lot different. Some of them don't resemble the person that walked in the door. I've got one patient, she actually likes to see her first picture, and she didn't used to, but now she's got to the point where she's like, I need to be reminded of that. She comes in once a month. She wants to be reminded of what, you know, she looks like. And that's the physical transformation, but there's also a spiritual, psychological transformation. I mean, I can think about my own recovery, and it is scary to think about what I looked like, you know, 12 years ago, to think about how my actions were, to think about a lot of those underpinnings. And then it's like, you know, today I just regular person. It's I'm a soccer dad, you know, that I don't think people are thinking that that is the same guy that, you know, 12 years ago, you know, was basically destitute, you know, and was just, you know, out of answers.
Aaron Bitter, again, with Symmetria right here on KRLD. Thank you so much for everything you're doing, walking through your purpose, and everything your team is doing for our community here in North Texas. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I mean, we appreciate you having us on. You know, I did want to say we are having a ribbon cutting for our Arlington clinic on April 30th at 9 a.m. We invite, you know, everyone from the public out there. We're at 2623 Matlock Road, and then we'll be opening the next day on May 1st for treatment out there in Arlington.
Fantastic. Definitely, we'll make sure we get that word out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.